Happy Throwback Thursday. It's your girl Nunu about to drop out this entertainment news for you. Follow me on social media at NY on the radio. It's almost Friday. So let's begin with what's trending right now. How about Love and Hip Hop Miami? Have you been keeping up with that show? Well, there's a lot of new cast members that don't nobody know who the hell they are. But it's always interesting to watch as we learn a little bit about their lives, like Gunplay, who's on there. There's a police report that was recently filed saying that he allegedly assaulted his ex-girlfriend and he headbutted the child. Lord, is that what they doing now? Honestly, I ain't trying to stereotype nobody, but you can kind of look at him and tell that he be hitting on people. On a happier note, congratulations to the movie Black Panther, who has set the record for the best first day advance ticket sales for any Marvel movie. Yep, if you're thinking about going to support the film, you might have to wait a couple of weeks because it's already sold out. On to the next, happy birthday to Mary J. Blige, who turns 47 today and still slaying, y'all. I'm gonna tweet out a recent picture. She's been working out post-divorce. On to the next, OJ Simpson wants you to know that he is not Khloe Kardashian's father. I'm gonna need a DNA test to believe that. Kevin Gates is out of jail, as we all know, and I hear he's already working on new music. Back in the studio. Can't wait to hear what he's got cooking. Last but not least, the artist performing at this year's Grammy Awards has been announced. We already told you about Cardi B and Bruno Mars, but you can now add SZA and Childish Gambino to that roster. Don't forget, it all goes down on the 28th of this month. That's your New York Minute. It's 95.7 Jams.